For much of the 20th century, some public libraries in New York had apartments on the premises for custodians who needed to keep the coal furnaces running 24/7. A new play is opened by a woman who grew up in one of these apartments. We have more from WBGO's John Kalish.
Novelist Patty Dan has taught a memoir writing workshop in New York for 30 years. About 10 years ago, one of her students talked about what it was like for a child growing up in three different public libraries in Manhattan.
I've heard many stories from all sorts of people who grew up in interesting places, but living in a library really is hallowed ground. And so from the outset, I knew she had a unique story.
Actress Sharon Washington says the idea of telling this story has been percolating for 20 years. She says throughout her life, whenever someone heard about her childhood living in a public library, they were fascinated.
It was amazing to have my very own key to the front door of this giant public building. Now, my parents made it very clear very early on that this is a special key and you can't lose this key. This is a big responsibility for a little girl to have this key.
In 2009, columnist Jim Dwyer wrote about Washington in the New York Times. And right away, movie producers and children's book authors came out of the woodwork.
The next day, his inbox and my inbox were inundated with people who wanted to write my story. It was crazy. It was kind of overwhelming. But I want to make sure that the story I wanted to tell personally, since it is my story, was told first.
Initially, Washington was going to tell her story in a children's book, but decided to do it as a play after writer friends urged her to read what she had written aloud. The title of her play, Feeding the Dragon, refers to her father's daily ritual of shoveling coal into the furnace. Washington plays her father, her mother, her grandmother, and several other characters in this one-woman show. One of the family dramas that unfolds in the library involves her father's drinking. He lets the fire go out in the furnace, then Sharon's mother springs into action.
Put on your robe and shoes. Your father didn't stoke the furnace, and there's no hot water in the entire building. We have to try to get that furnace going before the librarians get here for work. Come on. You're going to have to help me. Hurry up now.
When her mother called down the stairs that dinner was ready, young Sharon might be sitting at the librarian's desk reading or climbing with a friend on the 5-foot-tall book stacks. At first, she read books in the children's library, but then made forays into the reference section, where during library hours, even adults needed to be accompanied. She also got to hang out on the library's roof.
The library roof was an enclosed space that only we had access to. It's where I learned to jump rope, play hopscotch, and ride a bike, all under my mother's watchful eye.
Sharon Washington may have been one of the few kids to have her birthday party at the library, and once joined her elementary school class in a tour of the library, which she probably could have conducted herself. She was taught to read at an early age by her grandmother, who was an avid reader.
I'm an only child. I was an only child of older parents, so I spent a lot of time by myself. I wasn't reading just children's books. I was pulling whatever struck my fancy off the shelf. So it absolutely influenced who I am today, and I think it opened me up to so many more stories. I mean, I stumbled onto Shakespeare down in the library, and I was like, I didn't really get it, but I thought the stories were kind of cool.
The Bard of Avon did come up with some cool stories, but is there a story as fun as a little girl having the run of a public library all to herself?
Our story isn't told in any of the books that line the shelves of the St. Agnes Library. But in its polished wood is my father's sweat. On the marble stairs, my mother's tears. On the wrought iron banisters, my grandmother's prayers. In the space upstairs, my family's laughter. On the roof, our footprints. So, here I am, the little girl who lived in the library, a teller of tales, a holder of history. I am the story.
Feeding the Dragon runs at the Cherry Lane Theater in Manhattan through April 27th. Sharon Washington says she's still planning to tell her story in a children's book. For the WBGO Journal, I'm John Kalish.